Hi, Sander. How are you?
Good morning. Just wonderful. And you, Jill?
I will not complain. I will not complain. I will.
Good. Okay.
All right. What is the glass cliff?
Okay.
I know what the glass ceiling is.
Yeah, well, the glass cliff, and why do so many female CEOs fall off it? Okay, this is an interesting story in the magazine Fast Company. And let me read some of it to you, and then we'll discuss why I totally disagree with some good facts for us to consider. Okay, so the story in Fast Company begins with, you know, the glass ceiling is notoriously hard for women in leadership to shatter, but there's another phenomenon that few women who do break the glass ceiling face the sharp precipice known as the glass cliff. So this is some research that was done a while ago in the UK at the University of Exeter. We're not going to the University of Exeter after you hear about this. They coined a report from the London Times that contended, quote, corporate Britain would be better off without women on the board, unquote. If they analyze the performance of 100 companies on the London Stock Exchange and concluded that those with the most women were underperforming. We're going to get to the facts on this. I'm just reading. This is, you know, the research that was done. The research at the London's University of Exeter weren't convinced of these findings and conducted their own study of the same set of companies. The report revealed that during a period of overall stock market decline, women were appointed to boards more consistently when those companies experienced bad performance in the preceding 5 months. Those results expose an additional, largely visible hurdle that women need to overcome in the workplace, they write. In other words, women can rise to leadership, but when they're brought in to turn things around during dire times, they have to blame if things go well. They have to bear the blame if things don't go well. So while they're managing to break through the glass ceiling, they're pushed off the glass cliff. So that prompted other studies to prove out this theory. One in particular took it one step further. Researchers at the Utah State University analyzed all CEO transitions in Fortune 500 companies over a 15-year period with an eye towards leadership tenure of women and racial and ethnic minority CEOs. Consistent with the theory of the glass cliff, they found more occupational minorities defined as white women and men and women of color are more likely than white men to be promoted to CEOs of weakly performing firms, they wrote. The length of their tenure wasn't all that different than white male CEOs, but they found that these leaders were more likely to be replaced by white men. So, of course, this is absurd when you really consider the facts about
women. When you take
women.
It piece by it's piece absurd. By piece? Yeah, but it's so – I'm sorry. I just have to just ask who the editor on this piece was. Don't answer that. Simply because you cannot
– Utah State. Yeah, the women at – two women at Utah State University, Allison Cook and Christy Glass were the two women who did the research.
All right.
At Utah State. Whatever Utah State is.
Okay. So anyway, this is the sort of thing that you just have to take from the beginning and apply a little bit of common sense to.
Yes. So when we look at women and what they've done, let's start with the UK, because the first research came out of the UK. The prime ministers, Theresa May, Margaret Thatcher, the best prime minister in all of Europe, Angela Merkel, women, okay? The first prime minister of, the second prime minister of the state of Israel, Golda Meir, an amazing job she did. And also, let's look at what's going on today, some of the leaders. When you look at NBC, okay, I use that just as an example of what's going on. look at the look. Let's look, for example, the major reporters on NBC. Okay, Katie Turr, Jenna Bush, Francis Rivera, the Today Show CEO, the executive producer for the show, Libby Lusk, woman. The stars, the two major people on the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie, Hoda, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, K-O-T-B. The former Today Show people, Katie Couric, Meredith Vieira.
What about Jane Pauley? I have a huge problem. How about Queen Elizabeth the First? How about Queen Victoria? I just find the whole shrinkage into women as a victim group very, very interesting. Now, this is not to say that there isn't a glass ceiling. It's not to say that these things don't exist. But in my view, speaking as an elderly female at this juncture, to turn it into how downtrodden women, most women who have achieved their ends, shall we say, in business, and don't let's forget Wells Rich and Green, for example, in advertising. Let's forget Muriel Siebert on the New York Stock Exchange. Let's forget, we're not sitting around moaning about how difficult it all was. They were getting it done. And they mentored a lot of people to get it done. And I'm sort of nauseated, you'll forgive me, that it's now a thing. It's a thing about how hard it is or how you suffer. And that is really unfair to the people who are actually suffering. I mean, who don't have opportunity and who need it. It's just, it's diabolical. And that's my opinion. I'm so sorry.
So when you look at what the leaders today have done, the CEO of GM, Mary Barra, despite the fact that the GM workers have been on strike now for 2 weeks, she took GM out of a bad hole. She did a hell of a job, Mary Barra, and she still is. The presidential candidates on the Democratic ticket, the Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and of course, let's not forget the star of the Trump unit, Nikki Haley, did a heck of a job, head of the UN, very, very, very probably the best, probably best ambassador that Trump had, Nikki Haley. It's a very interesting article, too, for our readers in this week's Smithsonian Magazine. A story about, the story has always been women did nothing in science. When you look back, nothing in science. Malcolm Glossiter was a graduate student at Yale, devoted to the history of science. And she started to do some research on women in science, which she still does, and the first X-ray machine, Marie Curie.
Yeah, I read a biography about Marie Curie. She was born in 1867.
Yeah, a two-time winner of the Nobel Prize. And then the article in Smithsonian Magazine this week goes on to list all the great women in science and what they've done. Amazing.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about it.
Nope. No,
but this is good. So I don't want to go through all the names with our listeners, but it's just amazing.
We could play a game. I'm sorry.
Just remember the great speaker at the UN yesterday, Greta Thunberg, right? The young people talking about, the young woman talking about climate change. Fantastic. A young woman. And look what she's done for climate change. The parades all around. She led them all. A young woman, a teenager.
That's the only thing I wish about the teenager was that, you know, there's she's young and she's vibrant, and yes. that should be that's what should be emphasized.
Yes, and you know, let's remember, you know, who we you know discussed the female reporters and who the wonderful ones, but. You know, they're all over the place. Judy Woodruff, PBS, right?
What about Gwen Ifill, who is no longer with us, regrettably? What about Cokie Roberts, who is no longer with us, regrettably? I mean, I just, these are two women who, you know, had good long lives. Let's talk about Barbara Walters. How about Oprah Winfrey? Hello, anyone? Oprah?
Oh, yes. But that's the whole point, how ridiculous this article is. I got to tell you a quick story about women. So my head of human resources, Deb Stevens, comes into my office in the morning and said, Santa, we're having a lot of trouble hiring men. I said, what? What are you talking about, Deb? She said, Santa, look around. All our division heads here at Havas are women. I just, my mouth was wide open. And I just realized that all my division heads were all women. And these are the women who replaced men who were doing average work. And of course, all the divisions were humming. The consumer division, the medical education division, consulting division, all run by women. So, yeah. So this article from Fast Company, the glass cliff, and why so many female CEOs fall off is absurd. It's just absurd. They're doing a great job because they're relationship builders. I mean, men, you know, men are shareholders, you know, the shareholders, they work very well with the investment firms. Women are relationship builders, most of them. There are some women who try to be like men when they become CEOs. That I've seen too, right?
And sometimes that does not work well. Sometimes it does not play in Peoria. But what I really wish people would spend time studying is the ways to emphasize and capitalize on the differences rather than the because that, you know, from a management standpoint, in many cases, women who come in and emulate men in those same arenas, disaster.
Yes, well said, Jill. Very, very true. That I've seen. Remain as women, relationship building, and that's what women do best. Far superior to men in that stage, and that's what they should continue to do when they become CEOs.
But by the way, which is not to say you cannot relationship build in that format. It's just a question of redesigning the format so that it fits.
Well said.
And that as I said, anyone who wants to spend time teaching how to do that, great. But it requires a bit of self-awareness and understanding that relationships are, in fact, the key to any business in any industry. Right. And you know you can run from there. It just seems far more sensible and constructive to approach it thus than the glass cliff, which is a really good invention.
I'll just close again with one point. I interviewed a lot of people within my industry, the pharmaceutical industry, about becoming my chief strategic officer. Many, many people who I've worked with. Guess who won? Lisa Ebert. Another woman, my chief strategic officer. It just happened, and she's doing a phenomenal job.
And I just want to close on your close by saying you have also hired women that were not, you know, the best.
Exactly.
And so it just cuts. It's just never just one way. It does cut both ways. Fair is fair. Thank you very much, Sandra Flaum, Leader's Edge.